Okay, so last year I got this phone call too, and it's pretty common to get these phone calls. You get phone calls from the IRS. They say that they are suing you. It's an automated message, and this is your last warning, and you better pay up. So just something to know about the IRS is they'll never call you. They're not going to email you. They will send you mail, and they'll find where you are. That's what they do. Initially, I was going to just not do anything with this, but you know what? They're trying to scam people out of money, so if I can expose them for what they're doing, I'm going to do it. So I'm going to call them back, and I'm going to pretend like I'm really worried. They don't have a voicemail. If they call back, I'll record it. Okay, I left for a while. I actually got another phone call from another number. Okay, if we can actually get them on the phone. Yeah, I got a phone call saying that you guys are suing me?
Yes. Can you please verify me your first name, your last name?
My name is...
Mr. Thompson?
Yeah, it's Chris Thompson.
Is that your mailing address?
Yes.
There are some legal allegations and a lawsuit being filed against you by Internet Avenue Service.
But what did I do?
Your taxes are under file. You didn't pay the right amount that you need to pay for the year 2009 to 2014.
The whole time I didn't pay the right amount?
Yes.
How much do I owe you guys? You know what? I'm going to call him back. Yeah, I got a phone call saying you guys are suing me?
Am I talking to Mr. Thompson?
Yeah. I called earlier, but it got disconnected. I was wondering, how much do I owe you guys?
Well, as I can see here, the amount that you owe to the Internal Revenue Service is $7,600.
Well, that's okay. I'm rich, so I can pay that.
You are rich?
Yeah, I got money. You think I owe $7,000 in taxes and I don't got money?
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah.
I thought that you were also like other people who don't have money.
Oh, no. I got money. What's your name?
Well, my name is Officer Jack Becker.
Jack? Yeah, you sound like a Jack. Are you from the United States?
Yes, of course.
Where?
Where?
Yeah, where in the U.S.? You sound like you have a Brooklyn accent. Are you from Brooklyn?
Yes, of course.
Oh! So how do I pay you guys?
Well, you're not paying this to me, okay?
Oh, okay. Who am I paying to?
You're paying this to me. You're paying to the government.
The government.
And the government is lucky that we got the rich... guy.
Yeah, if I was broke, I don't know how I'd pay you guys. I'm really famous on the internet. You should watch my YouTube videos.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you have to write it and search it?
Type in it's Sup Daily. SUPDAILY. I've got tons of videos, and they get tons of hits, so I make lots of money. Yeah, S as in Sam, you know, like a S. U as in up. P as in Peter. D as in David, A as in apple, I as in I as in like the I, like the letter I, like IRS. L as in love, I love being rich. Y as in you, you're gonna get my money. Are you gonna subscribe to my channel?
Yes, of course, I will.
Okay, but first things first, we gotta get business. Okay, so how do I give you money?
You have to tell me that you have this amount that you will not right now.
Yeah, I do. I told you, I've got money.
You have to go to your bank. You have the amount cash with you.
Okay, so you want me to go out and pull out $7,000 of cash?
Uh-huh.
And then where do I send it?
Well, I will tell you each and everything whenever you got the money.
When I got the money. Is it going to you in Brooklyn?
No. Right now, I'm not in Brooklyn. I'm in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, have you ever met President Obama?
Why do I have to do that?
Because he lives there. I thought, you know, you guys are neighbors. So, wait, what was the exact amount of money that I owe you?
$7,600.
And that's from I've been skipping on taxes a lot, huh? You don't get rich by giving your money to the government. Can you sing?
Look, I'm doing my job. I'm not here to take your money.
Oh, hey, no, I'm just trying to make friends. You seem like a nice guy, Jack. You have my YouTube channel, and tomorrow you should watch my channel because you're going to be on it because you're an idiot if you think I'm going to give you my money. Stop scamming people. Stop.
I know who you are. I'm not a foolish like you.
Well, you're trying to take people's money.
Only the smart people can do that. Not like you.
Only the smart people can take other people's money when it's not even owed to them? Jack from Brooklyn? Do you even care? Do you even care that you're taking money from people who are innocent?
Uh-huh.
No, you don't care, do you?
No, I don't care. That's what I'm doing my job.
You should find another job, because what you're doing is awful. Well, what makes you want to do this? Like, I mean, obviously I know that you're not the government, and you're not Jack, and you're not from Brooklyn. Like, what makes you want to do this?
Just to get money.
Like, there's no other options for you?
This is the easiest way to earn money.
I can give you $7,000, but then I would be broke, and then you have the money. It's like you're making someone else broke, so it's like you don't care about other people.
Oh, I do care. $1,500. I will not take all of your money.
You asked me... You said I owe the government $7,000, but you're not... You don't work for the government.
How can you make sure that this is not a government?
Because the government doesn't call people. This scam is so well known.
Okay, whatever you want to think, just think it.
Okay, I'm going to continue to think that, and I'm going to report all this to all the proper authorities, so... Enjoy.
Yes, of course you can do it. But you know what?
What?
But you know what?
What?
Even though you keep on doing that, we can also scam other people day by day. Even though you do that.
I know, but why are you taking advantage of people? That's sad, dude. Like, these people don't have the money to do it, and they're afraid for their livelihoods, and you're preying on them.
No. The person who don't have money can't pay to us, and we know that they don't have even a single money, so we stop scamming them. But the person who has money, we can know by talking to them that they have money. So we used to scam those who have money.
And people fall for this every day?
Yes.
How do you feel it's right?
Did I ever say that what I'm doing is right?
Is it wherever you are, where are you really right now?
No.
No, you're not in DC. Come on, dude. Come on, Jack from Brooklyn. I don't understand why you're so comfortable with it.
This is the only way that I can earn money.
I know you're going to keep doing it, but... Like, try and do something else, man, because this is wrong. What made you stay on the phone with me for so long if I already know what's going on?
Do you know what is this all about?
If you're talking to me, you're not making money.
No, that doesn't matter. I've already made money. It's enough for me today.
How much do you make doing this?
In a day?
Yeah, in one day.
Just make 10 to 15 thousand.
And it goes straight to you, or does it go to like a third party and then you get a percentage?
Yes, I get a percentage.
Okay, so in total you get 10 to 15,000, and then what is your percentage?
3%.
I notice I get these phone calls right after tax time in the United States. Is this like a all year round thing, or is it just during this time?
All year.
Is it just in your country?
No, not only just in my country. It's all over the world.
All right, man. You have a good rest of your scamming. I'm going to go now.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye, Jack. Unbelievable. Okay, so it's the next day. And the reason... I kind of want to talk about why it's important for people to see this video or know about this scam. Because for me, I knew it was a scam right away. I know that the IRS is not going to call me. They're not going to even send me an email. They're going to send something through the Postal Service. That's how the IRS works. But not everybody knows that. And one group in particular that gets targeted a lot for this stuff is senior citizens. My grandma was actually one of them. It wasn't this particular scam, but they got a hold of my information, got a hold of my grandma's information, called her and said that I was in trouble and I was in jail and they needed money to bail me out and that she needed to go to the bank and get cash and send it to them so that I could get out of jail. And my grandma loves her grandson and, you know, she's someone who has a lifetime of savings. So she was willing to do that, and thank goodness she talked to my mom about it, because if she hadn't, you know, she would have been out of that money and they would have scammed my grandma. It makes me angry still to talk about to this day. So please send this video to everyone you can, to your Twitter, to your Facebook, send it to your local news media outlets, because you can't really touch these people where they are. They're in a foreign country. But what we can do is educate as many people as we can, old and young, about how this scam works and how they should never, 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 never
send money like this through someone who calls you on the phone. That's just not how it works. So hopefully this saves some people some anguish and they don't have to go through what obviously multiple people go through to cause this business to flourish. So thanks for your time.
Her being transgender, I didn't say anything and we went out anyway. And after meeting her, pretty 100% sure that she was transgender. But we're not on this.